T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And right now on the WadeFord.com hotline, we've got Roddy Nabulsi. And Roddy, good morning. How you doing?
Fantastic, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, man. So we're going to break this down. And I want to talk about some of these players. But John and I tried our best to answer this yesterday as we came to the people from Stars and Strikes in Sandy Springs, the headquarters for National Signing Day. What is Kirby Smart's secret sauce?
I'll put it to you this way. I asked the same thing to one of his longtime mentors, and he said, look, the difference between Kirby Smart and Nick Saban, besides the 25 years, is that Kirby Smart knows how to text. And if you'll notice, the visiting period for recruits ended at midnight on Saturday. Well, he had one of his top targets in town in Quay Walker, who was actually visiting in Athens. He spent time with him on Friday and Saturday morning, and then Saturday night, he was down seeing Otis Reese and, you know, Lee County up to the very last minute of signing day. He is relentless. He's a badger. I mean, he's just a Wolverine. He just does not stop. He gets on, he bites onto a kid and never lets go. He's constantly hitting him up himself, not just leaving his coach to do it. Kirby Smart is involved in so many of these actual recruitments himself, and getting that kind of attention from not only the, you know, the recruiting coordinator, the director of player personnel, and then the position coach, but the fact that the head coach is hitting you, texting you up all the time, staying on you, you know, checking how you did on your science test, you know, checking how you did in your track meet, what was the score of your basketball game, half the time knowing this stuff. And we talk to these kids, and they say, look, you know, I'll get a compliment from the coaches on a triple-double in a basketball game before my grandparents sent it to me. So they are just involved in these kids' lives, you know, every way from Sunday. And the kids see the difference. And they're like, look, if he's this detail-oriented and he cares this much for me, you know, and I'm not even committed to him, what would it be like to play for him? And I will tell you this, the biggest success, because a coach can tell you everything, a coach can promise you anything, these kids aren't stupid. What really sells Georgia is when those kids come on a visit and they the other players take them aside, the players at Georgia, say, hey, let's go downtown, let's go eat, let's hang out. And the recruits ask the other players, what's it like living here? What is practice like? What's it like playing for this coach? Do they play favorites? You know, what are the politics here? And when they get endorsements from, you know, guys who are not even starters, you know, I mean, the fact that Cade Mays, a five-star offensive tackle, a Tennessee legacy, picked Georgia because he came down and hung out with a couple guys who were second-string offensive linemen, they sold him on Georgia. And that's Kirby Smart's secret. He's relentless, and his kids endorse him, and it has been very effective. Plus, you know, right now, he's winning, and that never hurts.
Roddy Nabulsi with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mark Richt always had really good recruiting classes at Georgia. You see the seniors that leave off this team that goes to the national title game. What was different from what he was selling to what Kirby was selling? Because everything you just said was still in place in Athens.
Yeah, there, I mean, there was the difference there is I think people don't understand what a good class and what a great class is. And the guy out at Texas, Jason Suckermel, who's one of our rivals writers out there, pointed it out this way. He said, you know, Texas wound up number 3 in the nation. Point-wise, i.e. how many 5-stars and 4-stars Georgia had, the difference between Georgia at 1 and Texas at 3 was the difference, the same point spread between number 3 and number 15. There's good recruiting, there's great recruiting, then there's elite recruiting. And Georgia, in the last two classes, is recruiting at an elite level. And that's not to say that, you know, the 10 seniors going to the, well, 9 seniors and 1 junior going to the, excuse me, 2, 2 juniors, heading to the NFL Combine, you know, there's nothing wrong with those guys. You know, Mark Richt was recruiting well. But let's go back to that 2013 class where he recruited 31 kids and you basically only had one of them or two of them left on that team that played in the championship game the other day. That 2013 class pretty much killed Mark Richt's career at Georgia. So you can recruit well, you can recruit great, or you can recruit elite. And when you have 8 five-stars, think about this, there's only 33 five-stars in the entire nation. Georgia landed 8 of them. That's 25%. The rest of the SEC, I think, had 2. So that's not exactly that's not recruiting at the same level that Mark Richt did. That's taking his efforts and putting them on steroids.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. Roddy Nabulsi making us smarter about UGA recruiting. Really appreciate your time, man. Publisher of UGASports.com, UGA Insider, 411 Alive. And it also says on his Twitter page, Destroyer of Key Lime Pies. That makes me laugh. I'm a huge fan of Key Lime Pie. Just going to let you comment right there. All right, let me ask you a question here.
I'm just grinning. I think now you got me hungry again.
Yeah, trust me, me too. I'm trying to kind of cure a hangover here. All right, so the dogs get, shout out to Lettuce who jammed the jam last night. The dogs get Tyson Campbell, where it came down to, a couple of teams. They get Quay Walker to flip from Alabama. They get Otis Reese to flip as well. I've seen some stuff about sort of the art of the flip, and it seems like Kirby Smart's really good at it, Roddy.
He is, and let's look at the fact that, granted, those guys were not strongly committed, but let's also look at the fact that Justin Fields was at one point committed to Penn State. Adam Anderson was committed to LSU. There's a number of guys in this class. I think we totaled up about 7. Cade Mays was committed to Tennessee. Georgia has basically taken a lot of kids and said, oh, that's cute that you're committed there. We're still going to recruit you. We're not going to let go. And like I said earlier, Kirby's relentless. You know, if a kid says, hey, I'm going here, he's like, oh, that's good. But just so you know, there's nothing binding there. A commitment is just a promise. You know, it's a pledge. It's a quaint, old-fashioned custom that has no legal binding, and I'm going to keep recruiting you because I want you here. And, you know, as relationships ebb and flow, every time that a kid says sees a team maybe lose a little bit or a coach changes, Kirby Smart's there with that shoulder to cry on. You know, he slides into those DMs and makes things happen. So it doesn't matter that a kid's recruited or committed elsewhere. Kirby Smart's going to come in and get him if he can.
Got to shoot your shot. I mean, that's the motto. Got to shoot your shot. So. Kirby sliding in the DMs. That is a first on our program, that Kirby Smart apparently sliding into a recruit's DM. And we take it with the right description of where you're going with that. Roddy Nabulsi with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, Roddy.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
8 five-star guys, as you mentioned. Who's the best of all of them?
Oh, you know, that's like trying to pick between your children, isn't it? I mean, that's who do you love the most? I mean, it's always, of course, the one that acts up the least. But it's really tough for me. I would have to say of all of them right now, and maybe going forward, Justin Fields might be the top guy. Now, don't get me wrong. Zamir White is the Clemson staff, I know, called him a generational tailback. James Cook is going to be able to do some amazing things. No one even talks about James Cook. You have a second five-star running back. No one ever even mentions his name. You know, you have Tyson Campbell, 6'2", 10'4", 100-meter guy. Who runs 10'4", at 6'2", and plays cornerback? You know, this guy's probably Georgia's Minka Fitzpatrick. But I'm telling you, Justin Fields is different. He is a difference maker. I mean, he's going to play as a freshman. That's not to say he's coming in to supplant Jake Fromm. But you know that Georgia had a ton of plays last year, a ton of schemes where they would have a direct snap to Nick Chubb or Sonny Michel or Terry Godwin. They don't want to snap to those guys because the defenses know they're not going to throw it. But if you're going to run that same wild dog formation, that same RPO that you saw Georgia run a lot in Tennessee with Jake Fromm, why not do it with Justin Fields? Those are his plays. He's going to come in, he's going to have those plays. But that kid is just, Cam Newton's his mentor. And he is very Cam Newton-esque. He is just a game changer. And so, I mean, it's tough to, you know, you're really splitting hairs there. But amongst those guys, who is the best? Right now, my vote would have to be for Justin Fields, the five-star quarterback. But, hey, we had him the number 2 player in the nation. And in any other year, he's number 1, hands down.
Interesting, man. Roddy Nabulsi, follow him on Twitter, at RADINABULSI. I heard a bite from Kirby Smart yesterday on SEC Network talking about how he got Jake Fromm in a competitive situation with Jacob Eason, and he plans on having Justin Fields in a competitive situation with Jake Fromm. Now, I am convinced, Roddy, that this is going to be a competition. Fromm may win it, but I am convinced that Justin Fields will have a shot to win the starting job at quarterback for the Dogs in 2018. Are you with me or against me?
No, I'm with you because that's how every position is going to be. I mean, The only position I thought last year that was locked down, and I know a lot of the players, I hope they don't hear this, but there's only one guy who locked down his spot last year, and that was Isaiah Wynn. And I'm not even saying Nick Chubb had his spot locked down, because he could have, you know, Sonny Michel could have started in his place. There was no one who had a guaranteed starting spot last year to me, other than, you know, with Georgia rebuilding its offensive line. And Kirby even said it in the midway through practice. He said, we have one offensive lineman in Isaiah Wynn. So that was the only guy who had locked down a spot. So Jake Fromm came into the Georgia, realized that the five-star, you know, all-everything quarterback Jacob Eason was going into his second year. And he came in with the mindset, I'm going to win this job. I mean, he told people he was coming to win the job. And sure enough, he did. Now, granted, he lost in the fall and Eason got hurt. But when Eason was healthy, you know, they had practice throughout the week and Fromm held on to his position. He knows that the guy coming in behind him is going to do the exact same thing. And the reason Justin Fields is in Athens is because he believes that he actually has a shot to start as a freshman if he wins it, and he believes that Jim Chaney, maybe James Coley, I think James Coley, the wide receivers coach, is going to be coaching quarterbacks now, that those guys are going to give him a shot to win it, a fair shot, not playing favorites, not based on who did what. When those two go head-to-head in spring ball, that it starts then, and I think we're going to see a real competition.
Roddy, great stuff. Thanks for coming on. We will not slide into your DM. I can promise you that.
Thanks, Roddy.
Hey, take care, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.